I see I'm going to have to work with this some more. I can't get it all in today. My, my, my. Are y'all with me so far? Faith is more sure than this ground you're walking on. The reason why people do not use faith or live by faith, they don't understand it. Nobody take, they never taken the time to find out what it is and how to use it. Are you with me? Look at, you found Hebrews chapter 1, it's 4 and verse 1. Let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest. Let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest. Any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached. Will anybody tell me, what am I preaching this morning? Have you heard anything that you could recognize? Because, you know, I'm subject to make an error. I'm not saying I'm perfect. But I'm on the influence of the Holy Ghost, and that makes it even so much better.
Amen.
His influence and control. Have you heard anything that sound like it was not the gospel that you could recognize? All right, now watch what he said. For unto us were the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preach did not profit them. Now some people have taken this word. They got their marriage straightened out. They got their lives straightened out. They got their health straightened out. They got their prosperity straightened out. They're moving. There's others heard the same word they heard. And they still sitting there crying. Why? Can't half come to church. Can't half get on prayer line. Can't even get on prayer line. Can't even, I mean, just all kind of stuff. Don't show up on Wednesday night. Don't show up on Sunday morning. And they still whine. And here's some heard this word. They doing fine. They prospering. Are they challenged? Yeah, they challenged just like the one ain't doing nothing. But they're overcoming every challenge. They're being challenged, but they're winning. They ain't sitting back in the, you know, see how far they can get back in the back so they can be the first to get out. They're interested in getting in the Word. Don't shout me down. Ain't nothing wrong with the back seat. But if it's a seat up front, I want to get as close as I can. But let's read on, because I want you to hear this, because my time is gone. For unto us was what? The gospel preaches whether unto them. But the word what? Preached did not what? Profit them. Why didn't it profit them? Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Ain't nothing wrong with the word. Ain't nothing wrong with the word. Ain't nothing wrong with the word. You just didn't mix faith with it when you heard it. You just sit there, you want to text, you want to tweet, you want to do this, you want to whisper, you want to do this. You sit there and la la land, and you're not focused and got your ears open, your heart receptive, and hearing this word, say, I'm going to do this. You can't sit there and say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do what this word says. If you say, no, I wonder how long they're going to, if they're going to go past 12 today, or they're going to do that. I wonder, well, see, you're not here. You hear them, but you hear the sound, but you're not hearing in your heart. So it won't profit you. But you'll find out what this word is saying and say, this is what I'm going to do. See, most people, when it comes down to giving, they're trying to figure out how they can get out of tithe and then still get blessed. I said most people, some people. Now, if you want to be blessed, you have to figure out how to get beyond tithing. Yeah, I'm up to 20%. I'm moving up. I like to get to where I can give away 90 and keep the 10. But I sure won't get there by ignoring the word. That there's in one ear. But watch this now. And this is where we go. He said it did not profit them that what? Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into, I'm going to read it again. You know that you have believed when you rest and stop wrestling with the problem. If you believe, you receive your house, you rest. If you believe, you receive your healing, you rest. Huh? The Bible said God finished all of his work on the seventh day. He rests. We are made in the image and likeness of God. And God framed his world with his word. God created you and me to do what? Frame our world with his word, which he's given us to speak. I frame my world with healing, health, prosperity, peace, joy, worship, praise, thanksgiving, honor, blessing. My world is framed with God's blessing on my life. I go out blessed. I come in blessed. I don't have accident. I don't have catastrophe. I don't have destruction because that's not in my world. I frame it. I don't talk that. So it's not in my world because I don't talk it. I don't say I'm going to run out of money. I don't say I just don't know what I'm going to do. Because the reason why I don't say that, because that's not what I want in my world. So I don't frame it with that. I frame it with the word of God. I'm more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Great is he that's in me than he that is in the world. I will come by the blood of the Lamb, the word of my testimony. If any good thing happens, it'll happen to me. I frame my world. When I talk to God, he talks back to me because he's my father. When I ask him for something, he gives me the desires of my heart. I frame my world. There's no good thing he'll withhold from me. I frame my world with the word of God. Therefore, peoples in the world begin to line up with what I frame my world with. And they'll begin to do things for me because I framed it. I said it. I set it in motion. I put it in place. And they don't know what they're doing, but they'll give it to me anyway. They'll help me anyway. Hallelujah. How did it help? I framed my world because when sickness and disease show up, trying to take me out, I have framed my world. You can't do it because I have life abundantly from God Almighty. I have framed my world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo. Well, glory to God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I will make this statement and let you go. I have to come back. We're not done. No way, no way, no way. We ain't close to it. But watch this. I understood